You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if only you could have been privy to the conversation in that last commercial break, the extended one.
The only time Sam has ever been wrong.
What an hour. What a second hour. I'll tell you, you know, dust is still settling from Charlottesville, and the lawsuits have not even begun to settle. And there are a couple of school of thoughts, and I would say my feet are firmly planted in the middle on this one.
I'm going to go out here to the cemetery
Christ
tomorrow and see the people who took the moral high ground.
Christ would spit me lukewarm from his mouth. I'm going to get hit by traffic on both ways. That's right. Well,
you got that right. There ain't no way.
We're all, as our good friend, the late Sonny Landham, might have put it in the movie Predator, we're all going to die. Anyway. Hey, actually, related to Charlottesville. Okay.
You got that right, Sam.
People listening can't understand what our producer's telling us in our headsets. But anyway, sometimes we respond to Sam and only Sam, because only Sam gets that privilege. But we have received so many emails over the course of the last month from members of our listening audience saying the show has been better over the course of the last month than it ever has been over the course of our 13 years of live broadcasting. Well, whatever we're doing, we want to keep doing it, ladies and gentlemen, because I consider us to be doing the job we've always done. But for whatever reason, we have received more emails over the course of the last few weeks than we ever have before. But what a year it's been, and certainly this is certainly building on the crest of the wave that we've been riding for the last year. But in any event, we will never betray your trust. And if you go back over the course of the last month, it all begins with the interview with Simon Roche, which we had right here for a full hour. And then we had Keith at Ameren, we had Eddie at Charlottesville, and then we had all of the programs immediately following that. It has been an incredible run of broadcasts for the last several weeks here on TBC, I'll admit that. But Eddie, you not only were here when Simon Roche was in the studio with us in Memphis last month, you went to Charlottesville with Simon Roche. That's something that I don't think a lot of people know. Simon Roche of Soutlanders also was at Charlottesville with you and our guest from the last hour and so many other of our Confederates. Simon recently went back to South Africa, and he went back to South Africa yesterday. And you had a conversation with Simon right before he left to go back to South Africa after touring America for a year, almost a year, raising awareness of the plight of the white South Africans, our cousins in South Africa. He had a conversation with you right before he got on the plane. What did he say?
God almighty, James, I tell you what, you know how emotional I am. I guess our listeners probably have figured it out by this time that Pappy's kind of emotional. That's true.
He's a grizzled war veteran, but he has a soft side, ladies and gentlemen. He'll fight you to the death, or he'll hug you and cry with you. You don't know which Eddie you're going to get.
You know what? And if I hug you and kill you, if I kill you, then I'll pick you up. I'll feel bad about it, and I'll hug you after you're dying, and I'll want to jump off of a bridge.
That's what you did to Charlie.
You know, last night I was talking to none other than Peter Scoop Stanton, and we were talking about stuff that, you know, us cesspoolians talk about, and I started getting this strange phone call, and it said Austin, Texas. And I told him, I said, the only person I know in Austin, Texas is this couple, beautiful couple I met in the compound up there in Charlottesville. But I called back later, and Simon Roche had tried to call me three times. And let me tell you what.
Because he was about to leave to go back to South Africa.
He was about to leave. And let me tell you what, I'm going to preface this with, I spent 3 days in a vehicle, 3 days with four of the greatest men I've ever seen. Right or wrong, whether we did right or wrong, they were the greatest men I've ever been. I've never been with a greater man. We bonded instantly. I can tell you what, I promise to God, I would die for each and every one of those men. Simon Roche, the most remarkable of all. You probably all know his history. He's come all the way over here from Africa, South Africa. He left his family. He left bed and board to come over here to fight for his people to try to raise awareness. You all know that. He's met hundreds of people over here. He told me, James, that he's logged 27,000 miles in just vehicles. That's not counting air travel. That is the distance all the way around the circumference of the earth, plus 2,000 miles to spare. Well, this is what really he had me choked up, and I'm not tooting my own horn. Simon told me last night he could have called anyone, but he called me. And he told me, James, of all the people that he's met over here in the United States on his tour, that no one made a greater impression on him than I did. And I consider that the greatest. I've never had a greater honor from anyone. Lord knows, I tell you what, I love my family. I love my wife. I would die for my wife, my grandson, my daughters, my son-in-law. I've never had a greater honor than that. I would not trade that man's, what he told me, I would not sell that for all the money in the world. And that's gone. And I mean, if you only know the caliber of this man, he's just such good. I've never heard him. He never cusses, unlike me, unlike the guys I was with. I cuss more than anybody. I need to work on that. But listen, I really do. I know y'all don't think I cuss, but I do sometimes. Once in a blue moon. Unlike Sam, who cusses all the time. No, I'm just kidding you. Sam never cusses. But he probably feels like it when I'm beating him in an argument. But
all right. No, anyway, that's never happened.
Yeah. No, but anyway, listen. I was feeling. Hey, I was feeling kind of down because people. I've been found out. I've been busted. A lot of people in Tennessee and Memphis have found out that I'm a co-host of the Political Cesspool.
What took them so long?
They found out, and I actually.
See, normally, I'm like the moon here at TPC. I absorb all of the space debris for the rest of the staff. But Eddie's actually had to suffer a little bit this week.
I sure had, and it hadn't been nice. Amen. Welcome to the club. That's right, son. I had people, and other people double down and distance me and call me everything but a Christian white man. So when they found out I went to Charlottesville, when they found out I'm a member of the Political Cesspool, I was feeling bad about that. But I'm going to tell you flat out, when Simon Roche called me last night, I thought, my God, this is, I mean, the only way this could be beat if John the Baptist came from the dead and called me. That'd be the only thing that could beat that. And the caliber of person that Simon Roche is, compared to some of these people that have dropped me, I mean, there is absolutely no comparison. These people don't even deserve to breathe the same air this man breathes. These people that have dropped me are so very stupid. I mean, they're just so ignorant. They don't know anything at all about their own history. They don't know anything at all about what went on. And, well, hey, listen, I hear the music. Hopefully we'll get it. I can wind this up when we come back after the break. But
when we come back, we're going to talk to Eddie about the virtues of dignity and loyalty and honor.
And courage.
And it's coming back when we come back.
Race and family and soil, blood and soil.
Right after this. Stay tuned.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Eddie, we're talking about friends. We're talking about friends, honor, loyalty, dignity.
All the good stuff.
All the good virtues you would want someone to have.
Respect.
That's what we're talking about right now. And those who best understand the strength of a tide have a courage to swim against it. And that's who we are. That's what I am. That's what you are. That's what Team TPC is. And so anyway, we were getting to the point in the last segment that a man that you just met, that you bonded with like a brother, Simon Roche.
That's right. Now, the Bombardier will always swim against the tide if it's necessary. But
All right, hold on. Now, Simon, now you've had friends that have abandoned you in the wake of the revelation that you do not hate yourself.
It hurt like hell.
And that you're going to stand up and defend the integrity of your ancestors and your principles. And you've had friends abandon you as a result of that recently. I don't know what took them so long.
Wait a minute now.
But anyway, but then you've had people like Simon, a man who, like you, and unlike your so-called friends, has courage. Simon has courage. Wouldn't you rather want the friendship and the camaraderie of a man with courage and conviction than people who have never faced a flame?
Absolutely.
That's where we're at. And so
1,000 times, yes.
That's
I would give up 1,000 of these friends that I thought I had. And don't get me wrong. I don't wish them any ill will. I'm almost getting to that point, though, where I do wish them ill will, you know, because I'm starting to see them as the enemy. But, yeah, Simon, I would not give up Simon for 100,000 of these fake friends.
Simon has risked something. You have risked something. We all have, on this show, have risked something. That puts us in a very special fraternity that mere mortals cannot understand and cannot belong to.
And I will risk it every single time. I will never, ever, as long as I live, as long as I got one breath in my body, I will never back down. Simon Roche will never back down. Kent Rich Hamblin will never back down. Matt Goodwin will never back down. God knows Mr. Marine James will not back down. Dr. Michael Hill will not back down. James will not back down. Sam will not back down. We will never, ever back down. I guarantee you people, getting back to Simon, And I'm not, you know, I'm not one for hero worship. But the man and the people I wrote up there, James sent me a text. James sent me a text Saturday night. This kind of summed it up. Saturday night in Charlottesville, he sent me a text. He said, Pappy, as long as you live, you will never, ever forget what happened there to that day, and you will never, ever forget the men that you rode up there with. And that's true. I mean, I consider myself, James has said.
I did say that.
You certainly did. James has heard, if I've heard him say it once, I've heard him say it 50 times. He considers himself winning the genetic lottery. I consider myself winning the camaraderie lottery. Me, little old bitty me, Eddie Miller, the bombardier, of all the people in the United States who could have rode in this vehicle with the greatest men I've ever seen in my life, and none better than Simon Roche. I would put Simon Roche up there with George Washington himself. He walked into battle up there knowing all hell was going to break loose just to be with us. He didn't participate in it for fear of retribution because he's a foreigner. He said that himself. The man was sterling. He was a Christian. And I know Sam and everybody will appreciate this as Christians. We prayed at every single meal. Before we even went into Charlottesville, we prayed and we asked God Almighty to give us guidance, to give us wisdom, to let us know what we're doing is right. And that's how we went forward. And like I said, I'd just like to tell you this again. Simon came all the way over here from Africa to raise awareness of what's going on over there in Africa, South Africa. There's a white genocide. And I'm telling my friends out there that have dropped me, please, God, go back into the political cesspool archives and pull up when Simon Roche was here 3 or 4 weeks ago, James, and he talked about what's going on in South Africa. My people that have dropped me, your own brothers and sisters, your own grandchildren, your 3-year-old daughters are being raped to death by these black people, these black criminals that you idolize. You're taking these black criminals, and it's kind of like a mother dog killing her own puppies and starting to take rats to her breast and nurse them instead of her own people, her own puppies. That's what you're doing. You're letting people be killed over here because they're white, raped to death in front of their own parents. And then when they're raped to death, then the parents get the same, the men and the women. And you're turning on people like Simon Roche. You're turning on me and Jane because, by God, we sit here and we stand up for our own people, right or wrong. You know, we will never back down to our last breath. I guarantee, double damn to you, that everybody on the political cesspool will fight to the last breath in our body. We're never going to give up. And you know what? I don't care if 100,000 of you fake friends out there drop me and drop James and drop Scoop and Keith. We'll follow. Yes, we will. George Washington's orders, Robert E. Lee, and God Almighty. We follow God Almighty's warriors. And people, a person in the minute ago asked me, what would Jesus do? Let me point out what Jesus told. Jesus said that King David was a man after God's own heart. You know what King David was famous for? King David was famous for killing. The song the ancient Israelites came up with, he said, Saul killed his thousands, but King David killed his tens of thousands. That's why King David was not allowed to build a temple, because God said that King David had blood on his hands. That was the only penalty he was given out that I know of. Solomon, the son of King David, was given the opportunity, he was given the duty to build the temple. But I'm getting off track. I'm just telling you flat out, you people, the political cesspool listeners, we will never, by God, we will never back down. I don't give a damn what the penalties are. The IRS has been on him. They've been on me. They've been on James. They've been on everybody. I don't give a damn. If I'm living under a bridge, I'm never going to give up. You know, they can do anything they want. And Simon Roche has sacrificed 10 times more than I have, 10 times more than anybody I know. So you know what, all you fake friends out there, you can jump off of a bridge. I'm tired of you anyway.
No episode of TPC is quite complete before a rat from the bombardier who may be the troll under the bridge.
I'll join the troll, by God, before I join these fake friends. Sam, you're right once again.
Well,
my brother.
One thing I know about Eddie, he always takes the moral high ground. He never advocates for violence.
No, that's for sure.
He always operates with rhetorical devices. when quoting scripture. And we never want to forget David was also remembered for his adultery.
If it takes me a week, if it takes me a week, I'll cherry pick out of the Bible to find something that backs me up.
Well, that's what they do. Hey, you know, and interestingly, I should say, this should come as a guilty pleasure to you, as it did to me, Eddie. A group of so-called evangelical leaders met in Nashville this week under Russell Moore's agency, and they made a courageous statement affirming marriage between a man and a woman. And they did. It was called the Nashville Statement, in that they affirmed marriage between heterosexual couples. They have been crucified by the press as haters, as hate, so much social media lambasting these so-called evangelical leaders, and they're not leaders of any real evangelicals, I can tell you that, certainly not Russell Moore, who's doing the work of Satan. But even Russell Moore is being crucified as being a hater this week for affirming the most basic element of Christianity, that marriage is between a man and a woman and not between some homosexual ordained of God. Well, it serves them right. I couldn't be more happy. I couldn't revel in this one more. No one has done more to embarrass themselves and betray their flock as the Southern Baptist Convention. So, God, let them suffer. Let them be known as haters. You're all
That's
in the
right.
same camp as us, as we always told you you would be. We got to take a break.
He's going to have to go French
we'll be
kiss
back.
Some homosexual. We'll get back up good, oh,
George
good
Soros, his master. And
he'll
the Washington
have to French
Post,
George
his
Soros.
Master. We'll be back right after this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Without going into a lot of specifics, the president has used a speech in Missouri to call for major tax reform legislation. In general, Mr. Trump wants the tax code to be streamlined to make it easier to understand. He also wants middle-class tax cuts and major corporate tax so Americans can keep more money and also, corporations can spend more, hopefully, to create jobs. He directly challenged Congress to get it done and called for a bipartisan effort to make sure all of this eventually happens. It would seem the giants in social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, have a propensity for censoring people whom they do not agree with. Now they're being accused of going even further by working with the Iranian government to censor social media access in that country to only those users and content approved by the Iranian government. The Iranians are claiming that all three sites are agreeing to block or otherwise censor content that the government sees as immoral or immodest. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right. I'm telling you, the best part of the show happens in the commercial break. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? Well, you know, Sam was bringing out the fact that with regards to this discussion over what was right in Charlottesville, people forget how much threat of violence the Republican National Convention was under. Now, unlike...
That's why I tried to talk you out of
everybody
not going.
Else. Unlike everybody else in the pro-white movement, Sam Bushman and I actually had credentials to this. So did Kirk Crosby. So did Jared Taylor.
And, I got credentials, thanks
and
to
Sam. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, the man who went to Charlottesville, begged me not to go. My father begged me not to go. They said, don't go. It's too dangerous. But there's
sure
a
is.
Difference between tact and stratagem. And there's a difference between taking a calculated risk. Listen, we can debate this forever. I agree that we have to defend our rights. And the cause to defend the statue of the most noble Christian warrior America has ever seen, Robert E. Lee, is worthy of us going in and facing all odds. But we have to be responsible with it as well. And certainly
one
those people
thing,
in the League
James,
of the South were not irresponsible.
We didn't know until we got there.
That's
right,
right
in the
that,
middle
see,
of it.
This is, again, this is what needs to come up. No doubt about it. Michael Hill led his troops as capable as anybody could possibly
yes.
have done. There's no doubt about
we got
that.
Everybody out. Not one of our people were dead. Now, some of our people get hit in the head. Yes, they did. Were we pepper sprayed and gas and everything? Yes, that's true. But it didn't really get hot. The only time it really got what I would call dangerous is once we were in the park and the police started kind of coming up on the barricades, it was all staged. But, you know, hindsight is always better than when you're being there. Looking back, you can say, yes,
that's
we should
right.
use better judgment. But when we were there, and bear in mind.
Looking back, we could help Robert E. Lee win the war.
That's right. I'm a combat. I've done combat. But this was my first time there. This was Rich's first time. Rich, everybody there said they have never seen anything like that. This was a total new experience. And I would like to point this out. I talked to Rich this very day. Rich wants me to write up a plan, a post-battle report. He's doing the same. We're going to brainstorm. We're putting our heads together, and we're going to come up with a plan on how to react the next if something like this ever happens again. I already have several ideas on how to defend in a situation like this, how to react. I certainly do. So does
and
Rich.
You have this perspective as a combat veteran, which we highlight quite often.
There's nothing like experience. And we experienced something there that no one has ever experienced except outside of Berkeley. But, yes, again, I did ask James. I said, James, you don't need to go there.
To Cleveland.
They know
to
who
the
you
Republican
are.
National Convention.
They're going
no
to
less.
Kill you there. If they recognize you, you're as good as dead. I'm begging you not to go. But he went anyway. And thank God he made it back. Because he's got to sign, he signs our checks, and he's the only one allowed to do that.
That's right.
Because Sam, I don't know if Sam would sign it or not. I don't know, man.
Well, it's like Sam said, I'll go to a place. Well, hang on. What did he say?
Well, you took a chance, too. Y'all took a chance. Y'all didn't
I'm trying
know.
To get this quote. There's
all hell could have broke loose when y'all were up there.
Well, the RNC was under siege. I mean, you know, yeah. There were threats.
Y'all
they
just
were gonna
lucked
blow
out.
The place up, but especially with us being there.
Spencer did get it.
Well, Spencer got
some other people.
Spencer got punched at the inauguration, which we were also at.
Yeah.
And in fact, when Richard got punched, Jared Taylor and I were about a block away.
Walking the same
street.
Easily
in fact,
you
Jared
and
Taylor and I walked past a contingent of Antifa fully masked with their flags, etc. And Jared and I had got recognized several times during the day by fans, not by opposition, but by fans. And some people are lucky. Some people aren't. Richard got recognized by an opposition. It could have just as easily happened to Jared or myself. And we were on the right block. He
and
wasn't.
How
but
in the hell they didn't recognize that bald head? I'll never know. I mean, folks, we need to.
Well, I was wearing Jared's clothes, so that, you know, it was cold that day. It was extra windy. I got wind chapped that day.
I patted that bald head many
that,
day.
That was
I
at the inauguration. But what you tried to convince me not to go to was the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. That was the one that everybody was so panicked
I was worried
about
both of them.
But as Sam said, he'll go to a place. He'll go to a restaurant that serves liquor, but he won't go to a bar that serves food. And that was really the thing that that kept us safe throughout the whole thing.
I'm going to have to think about that, man. My brain's too small.
Anyway, if you think about it, it makes sense. And it took me months to figure it out, but I understand it now. Anyway, but no, it's, no. Listen, Sam and I were there. Kirk Crosby met the Copperhead. Great time, and we had Airbnb. I don't guess we would have had the opportunity to rent that Airbnb under the new policies, but we had a great Airbnb hostess, and it was just a fantastic. It was a life experience. To be credentialed, not to be in attendance at the RNC, to be credentialed as members of the press, again, something this network offers a movement that no one else can.
What
we said the CNN desk. Has anybody seen those pictures? When Sam and I write an autobiography.
Wait a minute. Maybe y'all are, you know what, I'm starting to have a red flag.
Exactly.
Maybe you and Sam are government implants, and maybe I'm getting entrapment here some kind of
All way. Right, hang on. This is something we got to say, because something happened yesterday that we need to make mention of.
Well, listen, don't forget, I got to give a talk when we were up there at the compound. And so that's not quite as good as being at the presidential.
We were front row of the inauguration.
Well, I got to give a talk to my buds.
It's comparable. And we were at the RNC. We were in the arena the moment Donald Trump. Make no mistake, here's
that,
the point.
Right.
This is the great point
Sam
by Sam
so
Bushman.
Right.
Make no mistake, one of us is there whenever it matters. Whenever something matters to this audience, one of us is there. We were there. Sam Bushman and I, Matt the Copperhead, Kirk Crosby, we were in the arena the moment Donald Trump won the Republican nomination for
God
president.
Almighty.
The moment it was announced.
Man, I wish I could have been there.
We were in that building.
I'm jealous now.
That's why I got to write the autobiography. I mean, I'm telling you. We're just going to wait until I lose this court case.
I'm going next time we have a presidential thing, I want to go with y'all. And I want to go into the bar.
Let's hope we get invited again.
And I want to go into the bar that serves food with y'all. Or I got it back.
No. You're going to go in the restaurant that serves liquor.
All right. I want to go there.
Hey, folks. TPC's on-air content, which consists of live reports, incredible guests, and our one-of-a-kind commentary, has never been better, according to a recent deluge of correspondence from our listeners. Now, I'm proud of our extensive record as a professional and reliable voice for our very loyal audience. You have enabled us to deliver a remarkable run of success, for which we're eternally grateful. We've been talking about some elements of that tonight. But it would seem as though our voice is needed now more than ever. The political landscape has been shaken as a result of the events in Charlottesville, which makes the consistent and trusted leadership we have always provided that much more valuable. Reliability is important during days of upheaval. You can count on us to project a responsible image during these uncertain days and always. Here at the Political Cesspool, we dutifully tend to our flock, and we present a positive message that sets a strong example for what effective advocacy should look like. We've never flinched in the face of relentless media attention, and we'll continue to provide a steady leadership for as long as you wish us to remain on the front lines. That being said, our third quarter fundraising drive officially is underway. It kicked off yesterday, September 1st. So we're asking you to help keep our program on the air by making a contribution of whatever you can afford, $25, $50, $100 or more. A couple million dollars, and there are some people in this audience that could swing that.
Yes, they could.
But we'll never embarrass you. This is what you need to remember. We'll never embarrass you. We'll never lead you astray, because we know we stand as representatives for a cause much greater than ourselves. And it is for that cause that we seek to bring honor and dignity through sound decision-making and a relentless work ethic. We're never going to betray your trust. So I hope to hear back from you. $25, $5, $10, it all adds up. It all helps keep us on the air. It all helps keep us, meeting our operational budget. But we have a special gift we're offering this quarter, and it's one that I want to put in the hands of as many people as possible. It deals with one of TPC's signature issues in a way that I think you'll enjoy. So for those of you who can contribute $100 or more, before September 30th, we're going to give you a copy of Professor Andrew Fraser's new book, Dissident Dispatches.
I want that book.
An Alt-Right Guide to Christian Theology. Did you hear me? An Alt-Right Guide to Christian Theology. I was at the launch party for this book a few weeks ago. Andrew Fraser and I spoke at the same roundtable. Great audience. Great, robust, healthy discussion on the role of Christianity in a pro-right movement. You need this book. You need this book, and you can get it For a contribution of $100 or more to TPC, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org/donate. Thepoliticalcesspool.org, click on the donate button. $100 or more, you get this book, and you help keep us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Without you,
yes, we do.
None of us would be here. None of the accomplishments that we've garnered for this movement would have been possible. But this book, now we've given a lot of great incentives to our audience over the years. An autographed book by Godfrey Doulias, the famous Luftwaffe pilot who suffered under the Russian POW camps, the communist POW camps. A piece of slate from the roof of Jefferson Davis's home. We've given that to you. This book I put on par with those items. You need this book. $100 or more, you get it. Donate tonight at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay. Folks, if you've enjoyed the show tonight, you hadn't heard the half of it. All of the fun has been in the commercial breaks. When
who wants the Bobbineer to go out there where Sam wants me to go and to South Africa when Salmon starts his thing?
Simon may be in jail by now, for all we know.
You know what? I'm going to say something. Would y'all please pray for Simon? He really, and you know what? There is a humongous danger that he's going to be killed when he gets back there because the South African black
or at least put in jail.
They're laying for him. I'm so worried about him. I'm so worried they're going to kill him. If they can get a chance, they're going to kill our dear Simon. please, everybody, please pray your guts out for Simon. He's in great danger.
All right. That being said, and a reminder that TPC's third quarter fundraising drive is underway. Please donate to the extent of your abilities as soon as you can to help keep us on the air and to continue to serve as your voice. And we want to be even more capable servants for you going forward than we have been in the last 13 years. And our incentive, Professor Andrew Fraser's book, Dissident Dispatch, is an alt-right guide to Christian theology. For anyone who donates $100 or more before September 30th, and that's all there. And our regular donors will be receiving a letter to that effect in the mail next week. Labor Day slowed us down a little bit this month, and the weekend was at the 1st of October. So you'll get it next week. More information about all of that. But hey, folks, listen, you're our family, and we're not here without you, and we wouldn't serve you if it wasn't for your support. Now, that being said, Scoop Stanton, Scoop, our man in D.C., our D.C. area correspondent, via New York, via Rota, Spain, when he was in the Navy, when he first became known to us. Great man, great friend, and, you know, for the last 2 weeks, we have tried to fill whatever remaining minutes and seconds that remained with news about the proposed idea for a new radio show called Red 42 featuring Scoop and our criminal justice correspondent, Jim Lancia, the Alpha Cop, author of the book Downtown White Police, spent a career in law enforcement in the Bridgeport Police Department in Connecticut at the height of the crack epidemic. You know Jim Lancia's story. Well, he and Scoop are talking about starting a brand new show that would immediately follow the Political Cesspool, our fourth hour, if you will, but it's going to be called Red 42, slated to begin in just a few weeks, perhaps as early as October, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, Red 42, starring Jim Lancia and Scoop Stanton. That's what we're here to talk about. Now, we've given you little tidbits about it the last couple of weeks and whatever minutes remained. Scoop, give us more information about it. What exactly is this show going to be about? What is the vision that you and Jim have for this program? Should it get off the launch pad? Take it away, Scoop.
Thank you, James. Well, over the years, especially this past month with the events in Charlottesville, I kept saying that we need more time on the air. Like most radio talkers, they're on the air 15 hours a week. But between Liberty Roundtable and the Political Cesspool, we're only on 13 hours a week. And a lot of the cesspool events are breaking live. I mean, let's just look at some of the events we just covered alone. Zimmerman trial, Ferguson, Trump rally, the Trump inauguration, Baltimore, Dallas, the shooting of Lou and Ramos, the Bundys taking over a building in Nevada, and the interview with Donald Trump Jr. Then look at some of the places we've been to. The GOP convention, the Trump rally in Memphis, Ferguson again with the Copperhead, Baltimore with yours truly, Woodall Hospital with Sean Bergen, Geno Stakes with me and Sean, CPAC with me, the inauguration with you and Sam and Jared, and then Sean Bergen, and the list goes on and on. And then there's the talent on Libby News Radio. You got Sam, you got Kurt, you got James Edwards, you got Obama Dare, you got Sean Bergen, you got Jim Lancia, you got Keith, you got the Copperhead, and yours truly. Now, each one of us can do a daily show with no problem. Now, we tried this once, having everybody on for the political roundtable, 4 hours commercial-free. We just touched the surface. We could have gone on for 12 hours straight. In fact, with Liberty Roundtable, 9 o'clock the next morning Eastern time, it just continued on. But this is why Jim Lancia and I decided that we're going to try to start our own radio show called Red 42. Now, Red 42 was Jim's unit number when he worked for Bridgeport PD at Father Panic Village. But since red is the color of associated with blood, they got rid of the red designation, so he is Red 42. So we're going to have it 1 hour per week after the cesspool, and then for breaking events for, like, Charlottesville or whatever, guess what? We turn over to James or Sam, we just run it live. You know, just get, as a courtesy, just keep it going. Because, I mean, if we had Red 42 running August 12th, it would have been the best 4 hours radio, period. Now, what we need to do is, of course, like everything else, get money together. Now, Jim is too proud to ask anybody for anything. He's putting money out of his own pocket. I'm putting money out of my own pocket. You know, I have to sell some of my blood. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear great radio, please go to LibertyNewsRadio.com/donate now. Give some money to Sam Bushman, just a dollar, and just, you know, notes put Red 42. Let them know, like, hey, we want to hear this show. We think this is a good show. We also have guests. I already have a special guest booked already. We don't have a show. We don't have a time. But I got, a former guest and a good friend of mine. He's agreed to come out when his book comes out and we get up and running. But we do have a website called red42.org. And that's red, number four, the number two, dot, period, O-R-G. So take a look at it. I'm proud of it. I did it myself, of course, as an amateur. But the one thing I'm most proud of, if you go at the top, you have one side that says home, over the right says family. When you tap that, you're going to click on family, you're going to see our social media website. Me, Jim, Political Cesspool, Mr. Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier, Liberty News Radio, and Sam, and Sean Bergen, and the Facebook page of Eddie the Bombardier Miller. So take a look at it. Please donate to Liberty News Radio so we can get this off the ground, and it's going to be a rock'em sock'em show. James, back to you.
Well, Scoop, thank you for that. So Red 42, Red 42 was Jim Lancia's unit number when he was a member of the Bridgeport Police Department in Connecticut. The contents of that career can be found in the pages of his book, Downtown White Police, available on Amazon. And so I guess some people could say this is in some ways a spinoff show of TPC because you have two people long associated with TPC, our D.C. area correspondent, Scoop, and our criminal justice correspondent, Jim, forming their own show. But it's, of course, much more than that. What contents? Now, you mentioned a little bit of it, and you're right, Scoop, and believe me, when the autobiography comes out one day, I'm going to consult with you because nobody remembers more about the accomplishments
right?
of the political cesspool than Scoop does. I mean, he remembers more than I do about all of
more
this
stuff.
More
than us, both of us combined.
He's incredible. He's incredible, and he's incredible. What else can I say?
He's a Scoop.
That's why he's Scoop. That's right. That's why he gets a nickname. You got a nickname. Scoop got a nickname. I didn't get a nickname. I'm just James.
Yes, you did. As a matter of fact, me and Keith named you, guess what? The Box Turtle. We named some boy the Box Turtle because he won't go to the restaurants unless it's real close to his house.
That's
we
for
love
sure.
some boy, though.
Okay. Anyway, Red 42. Scoop,
right.
Jim, they're still going to be associated with our program, but even once they get their own show, they're still going to be associated with our show. But it will cover things above and beyond that which we cover. And, yes, if we're covering breaking news and some of the examples of which Scoop just mentioned a moment ago, they will continue that coverage into the following hour after we go off the air. But on a normal night, Scoop, what do you envision the contents of Red 42 entailing?
Well, obviously, law enforcement issues. Since Jim was retired from one of the toughest cities police department in America during the toughest time in America, so huge law enforcement issues. Number one, number two, everything we cannot get to in just 3 hours. In fact, early this week, I called Sam Show to talk about a situation here in D.C. This savage beast was on a bus, and she decided to urinate in a cup on the bus while the bus was moving, and then before she got off, she threw the cup of urine on top of the bus operator. Now, it happened in the District of Columbia. She was charged with simple assault. I am not kidding. Simple assault. So she went to court. She got charged with found guilty with a fine and told to stay away from the bus operator. Well, you know, that's why D.C. crime is still off the chain. So we talk about, you know, things like that. Other things that simple that I've been forwarded to James or I want to talk to James or Sam about that's breaking and just we can't do it since we just don't have enough time. Also, more guests. There's also other guests I'd like to get on the show, but that James cannot put on because in fact there's a time constraint. Okay, we got this guy, but I won't put on that guy, but we'll put him on our show. So that's what we're looking for. It's going to be a continuation of the cesspool, but a little bit different. Again, we're not going anywhere. I'm still the D.C. correspondent for the political cesspool. And Jim is the criminal justice correspondent.
Yeah, no, nothing's going to change with the current makeup of our roster.
Jim's
but
also
it's just
going to
be
South
more
Africa.
And better. Red42.org for more information. Launch date tentatively scheduled for late October, but that could change. But we'll stay in touch with the principals and find out.
I'll call
out
you tomorrow, Scoop.
All right. Thank you, Scoop. For everybody else, I'm James. No retreat, no surrender, no apologies. We'll talk to you next Saturday night.